Good evening, kiddos. I'm Mr. Cummings. It's Wednesday night, so guess what? It must be First Catechism night, and we're looking tonight at question 10, and to help me is my friend Susanna Swan. Say hello. Yeah, this is Susanna Swan. She's waving at you, and she is very excited. Are you excited? Okay, wow, that's really excited. Okay, excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, great. So let's get started. So our question is, question 10, where is God? Where is God? What do you think? Okay, she's looking around, and she's looking down. Now she's looking behind her, and up again, and what does that mean? Oh, do you mean God is everywhere? Okay, that makes sense. That's the answer to the question. God is everywhere. That's kind of hard to explain, isn't it, or understand? Yeah. Well, what it means is, are you everywhere? No. Are you? No. You're not. I'm not. I'm in this chair, and I'm in my house right now. This is my house, and this is my office where I'm teaching from. So I'm not everywhere. How about you? Nope. You're wherever you are, probably in your house, or maybe you're watching this on a phone in your car. Who knows? Your parents, are they everywhere? No. Nope. They're not everywhere either. And Susanna, she is definitely right here. So everybody is in one place. Only God can be everywhere. Wow, that is a pretty amazing concept. Well, our verse for tonight is from the book of Nehemiah. And Nehemiah was a leader for the people of God who was assigned a very important task. And during that task, he shared these words. He said, "You alone are the Lord. You made the skies and the heavens and all the stars. You made the earth and the seas and everything in them. You preserve them all, and the angels of heaven worship you." That's a big, long verse. But essentially, it means God made everything, and the angels worship him. It means God's worthy of being worshipped. But what we're really focusing on is that God preserves them all. What does that big word mean? It means that God is the one that gives us our breath in our bodies, keeps us, our hearts pumping in our chests, keeps us alive and awake. He is the one who takes care of us completely. That's what it means to preserve us. He's there when we sleep. He's there when we wake up in the morning. When he's always looking out for us. God preserves us. You see, God is everywhere. He made the heavens and the earth. That means he made everything. Right? That's what, when you see that, when God makes the heavens and the earth, it's just the way the Bible says he made everything. There is nothing in the whole universe that God didn't make. Everything was made by God. He made us. And you said, well, you've said that like the last couple of weeks. Well, I think we need to keep remembering that. God made us. And when you make something, you take care of it. It's important to you. God made us, and he loves us. And he protects us, and he watches over us. See, that's what it means for God to preserve us. He protects us and watches over us. So tonight, when you lay down your head and you're getting ready to go to sleep, remember that God is everywhere. You're not alone in your bed. You're not alone when you wake up. God is everywhere. Remember, he made the heavens and the earth. He made you. And he protects you, and he watches over you. So you always know that God is with you no matter what. So thanks for coming tonight and listening to me. If you have any questions, of course, just ask your parents politely, right? That's Susanna telling you to ask politely, to email me at the address on my screen, and I'll be happy to answer your question. Let's pray before we go. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you made us and that you're everywhere and that you always are there to protect us. Remind us tonight as we go to sleep, remind us first thing in the morning when we wake up, and never, ever let us forget that you love us, that you made all of creation, that you made us, and that you watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, she's back. Well, it's good. Oh, you're saying goodbye? Well, yes, I am too. So it was great talking to you guys this week. I can't wait to talk to you next week, and goodbye.